I guess you're right. I'm just making the argument for not overstepping a claim of causality when there's correlation. Look, I'll give a few examples. Imagine that you'd come down from Mars and it's raining and everybody's got an umbrella and it stops raining and people put away their umbrellas.
Right. You don't want to say like, oh, the umbrellas caused the rain.
Precisely.
Yeah. When I teach my research methods class, I say, look, I'm going to give you the three possible causal relationships there are, and there isn't a fourth one. It's very simple. X causes Y, which is usually what leaps to mind. Like, oh, I see X, and then afterwards I see Y, so I'm like, X causes Y. But there's always two other possibilities. There's Y causes X. We call that reverse causality. So you notice that people who are overweight or on diets, and then you think, oh, is the dieting causing being overweight? Which is a complicated answer because it could be in part. But anyway, the point is that, you know, it's not clear which is X and which is Y necessarily when you're looking at that pattern. The third possibility is that there's something else. There's a third variable, we usually call it Z, that is correlated with X and is correlated with Y. So it creates a spurious correlation. All of these examples